But unfortunately, the war is not over, and it's not moving anywhere. And if we move away from this war, then we're going to lose. And by lose, I mean Russia wins. I'm for Ukraine and this war 100%. That's just a quick disclaimer. Moving on to the song called Debt to Me.
All right, cool. And we'll hop into a longer interview after this song, so yes. Stay tuned for that. That was Dead to Me from the newest Autonomous Apes album called Heavy Balloon, released in February of this year.
Yes.
What was the recording process like?
Oh, cool. I like this question. Project?
2 days?
More than 2 days, but in total, 20 hours, because we were paying by hour, so we remember very well the precise amount of time. But I think, generally speaking, we returned to studio on three different days, I think. We definitely had one full day of tracking. So how we did the tracking? So we did kind of like put ourselves in a live environment, because I think we perform better in like playing together and playing off of each other.
Yeah.
So we put ourselves in a performance environment where everybody was playing at the same time, like a live show. The only difference was that we were pretty much in different rooms. I mean, at least I was. Yeah. They were in a kind of global room. But we were tracking not the whole performance, but only bass and drums.
It was his first day. It was like 11 hours or something.
Yeah,
just bass
and
drums.
Up, wow. Like pretty much all 11 tracks we did in this one crunch of a day. Everything I did was crap. Not because it was too bad. It was pretty shit. But, you know, like it's because, you know, I had to return on the following days to kind of do the vocals and
guitars.
And guitars, yeah. Guitars ended up being the longest process of all. Mm-hmm. And it actually dramatically hindered the vocal recording time because I had 2 hours for 11 songs.
Yeah,
I had 11. And my voice died on like the second song.
Literally, like first song.
Yeah, I was
guys
so
take, like,
excited.
Three takes.
I was so excited, and I blew it in the first on the first
damn.
Song on the television. I think television was tracked first for vocals.
Yep.
Wow.
Bro, yeah, and then it's 2 hours of just trying to regain kind of like ability to sing again and dramatically under pressure because I mean time, right?
Yeah.
We ended up re-recording literally at our sound producer's like place. It's not even a studio. Like some, in a number of songs, we had to like re-record parts because they were just like not usable, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we managed. I mean, we were under a lot of deadlines for this project. Crazy amount of deadlines. We had the date set because it's the date of the beginning of the war. So we have to release it then.
Mm-hmm.
Because the album kind of goes the full year from the beginning of the Ukraine and Russia war.
Huh.
So a lot of deadlines, little time. I mean, I guess it shows, but it's cool. Why not?
It sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been out for, what, 3 months now?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting to, like, post that, oh, it's her birthday, like, a month, birthday, a 3 month birthday. I keep forgetting. It should be 3 months now, I think.
Yeah.
I must not forget at least half year anniversary, and hopefully...
No, we should definitely post half year anniversary.
Half year must. Year must as well.
Year must as well.
We're thinking of some interesting cool things, cool bonuses for a year anniversary.
Yeah, cool. Well, despite missing anniversaries, folks are listening to it because it charted on CJSF multiple times, which is cool.
Super grateful.
We probably played it at some point during one of our episodes.
No, really, very, very thankful to this radio, unlike UBC CITR.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh my God.
What are we supposed to do?
Is there beef there?
I don't know.
Not particularly.
Not
it's just,
particular, just
there's lack of communication.
Yeah, we're just knocking on the heaven's door of theirs for a time. Someday.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah.
Yep.
You guys are very active in the Vancouver scene.
We
are. Playing shows.
We are too active. We're kind of like trying to cool down, actually.
Yeah.
And not to oversaturate with Autonomous Apes. I mean, obviously, any amount of Autonomous Apes is a good amount of Autonomous Apes.
Yeah. No such thing as too much.
No such thing. That's what I'm saying.
Do you guys have a kind of favorite venue or favorite show that you've played?
What a question. Eh?
What a good question.
Well, I sometimes think about it too much, almost. Every other show, I'm like, is this my favorite?
See, it's like every venue has its pros and cons.
Cool.
Like,
yeah,
some venue has like perfect sound, like perfect monitoring, but it's just...
Let's talk about extremes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Smiling Buddha, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Buddha exists at the moment, but it's always on and off.
Yeah.
Have very good memories about Buddha. It's one of the first venues Autonomous Ape performed in Vancouver, so very thankful to that. Mm-hmm. But realistically speaking, it's pretty much of a...
It's pretty much a basement.
A basement.
It is literally a basement.
And sound is meh, and everything is meh, but the atmosphere is cool.
Yeah.
So good crowd. Surprisingly for us, so not hating on Buddha at all,
no,
but if you could only have a sound tank.
Yeah. If only the sound was better, and if only City of Vancouver didn't try to shut it down every couple minutes.
But yeah, Buddha is a
plus
cool
like
example.
It's like in that area where I mean, I was talking to the sound tech, people just keep stealing stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they get broken.
It's
into
a very historic venue though.
Yeah.
I keep seeing like old school posters of Smiling Buddha with like black flag on it. Like
Yeah. Jimmy, there's a rumor about Jimi Hendrix working there and getting fired from there.
Bro, anything.
I've heard Nirvana, like...
Nirvana, everything, bro. And it's so cool that I actually get to play there. It's very cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah. What would be another one?
I mean, we could talk about...
We just played Roxy.
Yeah, we could talk about Roxy. We can talk about Fox.
We could
talk about...
I mean,
even Lana is pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Roxy, Fox, they're like top... notch venues, I think, for a good reason. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I love Fox for the green room. I really like the idea of a green room, to be honest, as an artist, because it's very weird to just be hanging out with the folks
in the crowd
knowing that you walk up on stage on the crowd as if you were just like, oh, now it's my time.
Yeah.
You know, decided, like...
It feels like open mic.
Open mic night. So it just feels good. I think it feels good for the audience because it's like, oh, element of surprise. Oh, wow, they're on stage, right? Mm-hmm. Right. That's why I love, like, big deal shows, right? It's like, oh, he appeared on the stage. Wow, cool. Right? And then it's good for the artist as well because it's stressing to just perform, but then to be... in a crowd trying to interact with people while inside of your head you're just like, okay, we gotta be playing this
and did we kind of switch
that song a little and blah, blah blah, and it doesn't allow for artists to like very practice before they go up on stage. No warming up. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do in the crowd with my guitar running exercises? And being like,
I mean, most of the times it's not even about the warm up, it's just about the quiet time you want to have with yourself before like going on stage. It's like you say a few words to yourself
and to the band as well,
and to the band exactly,
not
like, you know,
trying to scream over this other band that's performing, not trying to like, because it's distracting to the band on stage if they see some stuff happening in the crowd that's like not from the music realm, you know.
True.
Other than that, these are two extremes, both very different vibes, all pretty much good.
Cool.
Like, what's your writing process like?
Interesting. I'm in a writer's block right now. I'm trying to answer this question myself.
Is it mostly you who writes them, or is it the whole band?
Yeah, we kind of do that. I write the song, like finish it 80%, so to speak, and then I come and like I bring the song in, and we finish it together.
Nice.
Multiple times it happened. So I was writing a song feeling one way, and then I come in and this guy drums the opposite way whatsoever, and I'm like, okay. And that's the music collaboration I like. I'm a little bit of a, you know, I like to write on my own. I like to write, how do you call it? I'm a little... jealous of writing, you know, so try to keep it to myself, you know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And generally how songs come about, I myself don't know. There's not really a process there. I just like try to set off time to find some ideas. Sometimes they arrive, sometimes they don't. And usually the best stuff just, you know, literally falls on my head, you know, not expecting anything, and then just a song comes out. That's the best type of songs. A good example is All the Same, written in like 5 minutes. I don't know where the notes came from, seriously. I don't like the tortured art. It's usually not that well. Yeah, but...
Yeah. Do you have any major like inspirations that you look at when you're feeling a writer's block, or just bands you listen to, people you look up to?
Yeah, really do that a lot, because I'm a big fan. Like, sometimes my musical tastes don't align with what I write, and that pisses me off a little, because I write to listen back to it myself, almost, you know, just kind of writing for myself, feeling good about what I write personally. And when I can't write what I like to hear, for example, like, let's say Nirvana, obvious, like, first ever influence on the stuff I write. But off late, I really got into hardcore scene, like bands like Refused, bands like Fugazi, Going Hard, it's like Knocked Loose. Listening to this record, it's pretty far off from that. I mean, it's going there.
I can see it.
Yeah, it's somewhat, right? And sometimes I literally, like, try to listen to the songs I love, pick them up from, like, just by listening to them, and incorporate what I hear.
Right.
Mm. Try to kind of, like, pick them apart like a toy. You just, like, pick it all apart and make a new toy. That's what I'm kind of, like, when I'm in a deep writer's block, that's something I do. And usually it actually helps a lot, just to keep the flow, the creative juices flowing. That's what I'm...
Right. Yeah. How did you come up with the name Autonomous Apes?
Autonomous Apes. Well,
that's I also want to know that.
I also want to know that, bro. Well, I was searching for a name, and I was listening to, again, it's also linked to hardcore music, actually. I was listening to, coming back to the band Refused and everything. They were having a song for a video game. They recorded a song for a video game for Cyberpunk. And I was just listening to it. I thought it was an amazing song. And then all of a sudden he was singing, like, my autonomy. And I was like, what is this word? I, like, Google it, and I was like, something like independent. I'm like, pretty independent, you know? There's a lot of angst in that word. And then I was just toying around with, like, autonomy of the apes for whatever reason. And I was, like, pitching it. Yeah, literally, I don't know. And I was like, I pitched it to my mom, and she was like, why autonomy of the apes? Just say autonomous apes. And when I heard it from another person, right, it sounded like a rock band name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I Googled, and there was no rock band by that name. And I was like, now it's us, you know.
Nice.
Taking that before someone else does.
Yeah, exactly, before someone else does. I just like how it, like, flows, autonomous apes, it's alliteration.
Yeah.
And a bunch of that stuff.
But to be honest, more and more I'm thinking of it not as, like, apes as, like, monkeys, right? Because it's an obvious first thought, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of thinking of it as apes as people, because people are classified as the great apes and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's, like, kind of, like, reflecting on what kind of separates us from animals, right? Autonomy, that's maybe what separates us from animals, like, thinking for ourselves. Coming up with laws inside of our head to kind of guide us in day-to-day life.
Right.
Autonomous apes.
That's cool. So you came up with the name and then came up with the meaning.
Probably. Yeah, that's, yeah, literally. That's it. That's it.
That's cool. I do that all the time.
Yeah. 100%, dude, bro. That's how some songs just get created. You just come up with a weird-ass name and you're just like, teenage parents, what is this like? And then you just write a song off of
it.
Yeah.
How did the formation of the band kind of happen?
The band began in Russia, St. Petersburg. It was originally me and my best friend on drums, Vladimir Morozov. I had to leave Russia partially for political reasons, but mostly for school. And I knew that I had to keep up creating music, writing music, and why not keep going with Autonomous Apes? So I started playing in the van scene. I was playing with a number of musicians. And then at one point, I was in a low spot because the band broke up. Like, it was a bad breakup. So I was pretty much left alone again, just with my songs, just how I arrived in Vancouver. And I was kind of, like, so low that I signed up for this just acoustic solo act type of deal. In my head, I was like, oh, screw you guys. I'm going to be Bob Dylan.
I don't need you guys.
I don't need musicians, all of that. Ugh. So I'm playing this acoustic set by myself, just opener at Corners Pub at GBC grounds.
Yeah. Corners, yeah.
Bro, almost super dead, nobody paying attention except for this guy who does sound for me. And after the set, he comes up to me and goes like, "My name is Musa, you're playing very well, we should jam." And I'm like, I'm like, "What do you play?" And in my head, I was like, "Please drums, please drums, please drums." And he's like, "I play bass." I'm like, "Well, whatever." So we kind of team up with Musa, our bass player at the moment. And we go through auditions of drummers, audition after audition, audition after audition. Nothing fits. And then this guy shows up 2 hours late to his audition. In our heads, me and Musa is like, if this guy is not a genius, he's like out of the band. Like the instant he hits a drum.
It's actually really funny that I was at that time playing with like another band, mm-hmm. and we did an open mic at Kerner's again.
Again,
and
yes,
surprise,
yes.
surprise, who was at the sound? It was Musa again. And so after my set with that band, Musa comes up to me. He's like, "Yo, like, I see you're such a good drummer. You should come and jam with us." And I was like, "Eh, like, sure, like, you know, like, give me your number." We exchanged contacts, and I remember he sent me like Dead to Me. Like, it was
as
just guitar. It was like literally he sent me like raw guitar, and I was like, "This is kind of my vibe." Because deep inside, like, you know, I'm a drummer. I can play a whole bunch of genres. I can play like funk, punk, metal, rock. But you know, deep inside, there is one genre that really resonates with you. And I think that, for me, is what Autonomous Apes provided. Mm. And, I mean, I'm just so grateful that they picked me, and I'm happy that I contributed to the album.
Well, we were so desperate. At some point, I was talking to Musa, being like, "That's it. We don't need a drummer. We're just going to be
guitar and bass.
Guitar and bass and a drum machine, right?" Machines rule.
Oh no. You get one of the, you get ChatGPT.
Yeah. ChatGPT write us the drum part.
Oh my god.
Yeah, bro.
Alright. Well,
Musa. Loves.
Shout out.
Shout out, Seattle Musa. Boy.
I know you're listening right now. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
You better be. Okay.
Yeah. Alright, well, this is the end of the interview.
Yes.
We're going to play last couple songs.
Last couple songs.
Want to introduce them?
Yeah. So we're like, that's it for us. That's the last opportunity for us to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, Eternally
Aki was trying to say that you wanted to take over Vancouver, and that was the only other thing people wanted to be announced. But apart from that, the last two songs are My Friends and All the Same. My Friends is a lead single off the record.
About to reach 1,000 streams.
About to reach 1,000 streams on Spotify. So please, if you're listening, gonna burp. Can you please give us 1,000 streams on Spotify for this song? And the last song is the last song off the record called All the Same. Again.
Very close to my heart, just All the Same.
Yeah, to all of our hearts, All the Same.
Yeah.
And there's actually a cool music video for My Friends, so if you want to check it out, you can. My Friends.
All right. where can people find you on social media?
Okay, we are on Instagram, and we're on TikTok now, heavy duty, and we're always on YouTube. It's my favorite social media of all time.
Everywhere, Autonomous Apes.
Yeah, well, except for Facebook and MySpace. So these are social media platforms. You can always find us. We usually post all the shows on Instagram, but we try to kind of like, if there's a really big one, we try to spread it thin to all the medias. Oh, we can actually talk about some shows right now, right? Okay, so very important show coming up in the beginning of June 3rd at the Fox Cabaret. We're going to be playing with Slightest Clue, people hot for Slightest Clue,
nice.
And Exit Strategy, Fox, June 3rd. It's a Saturday. So please show up to that one. Very big one. Apart from that, music is on streaming platforms. You can find it on YouTube. You're listening to it right now, so you're in a good spot. You're all set.
All right. Well,
thank you.
I think we only have time for my friends, and then we're out.
Oh.
And since...
yeah. All the same is literally 2 minutes, like 3 minutes long.
We have 5 minutes left. Oh. Okay, you guys get to choose right now, really quick.
Uh-huh. All the same. No, you will... Yeah, we'll play all the same because people will stream my friends on Spotify, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, of
course. So stream my friends on Spotify, and we're going to be playing you all the same right now.
All
right. Right here.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This was our last episode ever, so I just like to say thank you to everyone who tuned in. Anything?
Thank you so much. It was really great.
It's been really fun having all these guests in, having to, you know, playing trivia with everyone who's listening. I'm not going to get all corny and sappy. So, all right. Thank you so much. See ya.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring... It could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge